When the time comes and I'm standing at the river that separates the two worlds that I love, torn between my precious friends and my family and the place of peace that's waiting up above. Hold my hand and stay there by my side, and when I finally step into the tide, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place, celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate me home. I have spent most of my life on earth preparing to take the trip from here to heaven's throne. With the shield and word of God to guide me, it's a comfort knowing I am not alone. So when I take my final fleeting breath and fade into the gentle sleep of death, celebrate me.
I like that.
Celebrate me there.
I can't wait. I weep when I start thinking about going home. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm going to bring you the rest of that at the end of this. Okay? I'm sorry. I hate to cut that off. It's a blessing to my heart. Welcome to Open Bible Dialogue, Open Bible Telecast. Did you know Iran and Russia are soon to be firebombed into the Dark Ages? Iran, Russia, and many other nations firebombed into the Dark Ages. I'm telling you, friend, we've got some dark things on the making, and they won't be long. They really won't be long. Let me try to get me down a little bit. I think I may be overmodulating. If there's anything I always have trouble with, it's overmodulating. I never have trouble with undermodulating, but overmodulating. So let me get down a little bit here. Listen, Iran and Russia and many nations in that Middle East, firebombed into the Dark Ages. It will happen as sure as I'm sitting here. Let me ask you a question. $150 billion is part of this deal, as I understand it, and I don't know all the details. I know much of it is their money, at least $150 billion. That's what's been in some kind of, hold up because of their support of terrorism and their involvement in many dark things that's happened to America and Israel and the world, really. The greatest sponsor of terrorism in the world is Iran. And so this $150 billion that our president wants to unleash to them, can you imagine? Now listen to me. What would it cost? What would it cost to fund the war of Gog and Magog? All these nations in the north coming down through Syria, and that's the staging ground, and going right into the land of Israel, the mountains of Israel. They won't get to the land, but they'll be in the mountains, and that's where God stops them. But if you can imagine the funding of that, $150 billion sounds about right. Now, do you know how much $150 billion is? Well, $1 billion is $1,000 million, okay? $1 billion is $1,000 million. Now, you multiply $150 billion by $1,000 million, and you will have a humongous, the best I can get is $150,000 million. $150,000 million. Now, that money would fund that war if that's what their choice was. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just giving you the perspective of what we're dealing with right now in the legislative halls of Washington, D.C. And what those the decent conservative people of America are fighting to try to stop from passing. Obama intends he will fight with every ounce of his strength. He will lay all of his cards on the table. No, he'll never do that. You won't always know all the details. But he'll give his best to pass that thing. And we're talking about serious business. We're talking, if ever America needs to desperately pray, can you imagine America giving the money? Can you imagine America giving the money that would fund that war? Can you imagine that? I told you all not to bother me, ladies. Echo online. So I'll come down a little bit. That may be a problem with me, but I don't know what else to do. Let me see here. I cannot turn me down, but I might can turn music down, okay? Let me see if that helps. Tell me if that helps anybody that's complaining. We own Lucy. That is a new software program that takes us right into the land, right into Texas, and onto the satellite. Well, I hope that did it. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. If somebody brings me a note, let's get back to the subject. I really want us to understand what we're dealing with. I want us to somehow see the truth of what is happening. And I want us to somehow find an answer. I mean, we're talking about something breathtaking, and I don't know how to deal with them people in Washington. All I know how to do is pray. I've turned my office here and my study at home into a war room, I tell you I have. A war room to pray and to cry out to God and to seek His face with everything that's in me. To seek His face with everything that's in me. Well, I hope we are doing good. I'm going to turn down the volume a little bit here in the signal to SRN. That may help, but it's all an experiment. We're on a new satellite connection now. It's in the internet. It's going to save us a whole lot of money. I'm hoping it's already perfected, but maybe it isn't. But if it isn't, we'll find out why and what. And people, it's SRN, I'm sorry. If you have advice for me, you tell me, and I'll be glad to obey it. But until, let's go to the subject, and let's talk about this war against Israel. Let me read you what the Bible says is going to happen. This is a booklet I'm going to give you today. And thou shalt come up against my people in Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days. Notice that. The latter days. That's the last of the last. And I will bring thee against my land that the heathen may know me. He's doing this that the heathen may know him. When I shall be sanctified in thee, O God, before their eyes. The world's going to see it. The world's going to see it. Thus saith the Lord God, art thou he of whom I've spoken in old times by my servants, the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years that I would bring thee against them. And it shall come to pass at the same time when God shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, the true God, that my fury shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy and the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. Now, it's going to happen. There is no ifs. There is no ands. It is going to happen. Something ominous. Something overwhelming. Something indescribable. Something beyond anything I can explain to you. These nations, maybe as many as 30, all united with Russia. And Iran. You understand, Russia and Iran have been like this for a long time. A long time. And all the armament probably that Iran has is pretty much from the Russian machinery. And they, it's awesome. It really is. We hope they don't have a nuclear bomb yet. But we really don't know that. But we know they will soon have one if this ridiculous program passes. It's not going to pass. But the president's going to veto it if not enough of the Democrats will stand with the conservative Republicans. If not enough, and I understand they still have 41, unless it's changed, which will override, 41-59 would sustain the veto and would not override the president's veto. These are serious things. I hope you pray, and I hope you're on your face. But I hope you learn. We are so near the coming of the Lord until all of this relates directly to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy and brings us right up to the point where Israel becomes the capital of this earth and Jesus Christ reigns from Jerusalem over this world for 1,000 years. And we, the saints of God, and I'm nothing, but I do belong to him by his grace and by his blood. Nothing good of me, but all the goodness of him. I belong to him, and I'm going to be part of that company that rules and reigns over this earth for 1,000 years. I'm committed to be faithful to the end. I'm telling you, I'm committed to be faithful to the end. Because what else is worthwhile? Looking at this world going so insane, what else in life is worthwhile but pleasing God? I just don't know nothing else that's worthwhile but pleasing my Heavenly Father and my Savior Jesus Christ and living in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, there's so much to happen. Let me talk about some things that you may want to ask about. You do understand that right now, and this has been all over the international news this week, Russia appears to be moving big time into Syria. Now, if Russia moves into Syria, do you know what Syria represents? In the war of Gog and Magog, the staging ground, the very place, the very grounds on which the war will be staged and from which they will march into Israel. That's very clear in the scripture. The Bible says that Damascus is going to be devastated. Well, that war will bring about the devastation of Damascus. It will bring the devastation of Moscow and Tehran. And you can name the cities in those 30? And I'm guessing then, I don't know, that 30, whoever joins it, whoever becomes a coalition, it names Libya, it names some of the countries that will join them, Ethiopia. But I'm here to tell you, we are talking about a dark hour. And we're talking about it coming, and when it comes, it will shake this earth. It will shake this earth. Now, I'm going to try to move things down, minimize them, they call it. And I'm not hurting anything, so I presume the sound is better. Please let me know if that's true. And now the lines are open. The telephone lines are better. In fact, they now are you know, very much better. We've changed companies because we could not get it settled with AT&T. And now we're with Time Warner. And it's, of course, a very powerful line that I think they call those lines. Well, I wrote it down somewhere, but I declare if I don't know where I put it. Too much to do when you do these radio programs, but I sure do love it. I sure do love it. But you can come in on the phone, 704-391-0588. You're going to like the sound. It's much better. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Now, the toll-free number works, okay? 1-800-338-7884. That is beyond the area around here. Please use the 704 number around here. That will save us having to pay the long distance. But we're willing to pay it if you need to call us from Canada, California, wherever. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Again, the local 704-391-0588. And then email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. And you are on the air. May I help you, please?
Pastor Chambers, I am amazed. I'm going around and I'm amazed at how heavily anesthetized the church world is. I go to Lutherans that don't know anything about Martin Luther. I go to Methodists that know literally nothing about John Wesley. I go to Presbyterians that know nothing about John Knox. They know nothing about the history of the Christian church or the persecutions and the coming of the Lord. What are these preachers teaching these people?
Well, they're teaching them psychology and sociology. Psychology and sociology. They're taking the Bible and just the letter of the law, and they're giving them just stories and beautiful pictures that come out of the Bible. There's a lot in the Bible that's beautiful. It's like I had a couple saying to me some time ago, are they in a very liberal rock and roll church? But you ought to hear my preacher preaching. I said, don't judge your preacher by what he's preaching. You judge your preacher by what he isn't preaching. And so that's what you're dealing with. You're not dealing with what they're preaching. A lot of them are very good spokesmen. They know a lot about the Bible. They know the stories. They know some of the letters of the Bible truths, but they don't know the spirit of the Bible. And without the spirit of truth, the truth does not impact the heart and life.
Yes.
Did I answer you right?
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. What do you say? You know, it's funny, in the Revelation, they use the word pharmakia in the original Greek, which is like pharmacy, where we get our word pharmacy. I was thinking the other day about the fact that this civilization, this culture, hates pain. And so they've got drugstores everywhere to help relieve us of pain. But one of the key symptoms of leprosy is you feel no pain. And so actually our society, and biblically speaking, is becoming leprous. And the prophets referred to Israel as having leprosy because of her.
They are becoming wimps. When you are so concerned, my wife had surgery because she broke her hip at a school function, fell back on a step situation and broke her hip. And they had to put a piece of metal in there because it was completely broken. And I said, now my wife does not take these medicines and these drugs to put you out of your mind. Especially what I'm talking about, I can't even say it all of a sudden. But I said, do not give it to her. Well, I came in the next morning and they had her hooked up. And I called the nurse and said, get that off of my wife. We don't go to that stuff. Well, she said she's used it all during the night. I said, she didn't use it. She said, no way, I didn't touch that thing. The nurses was giving it to her so that they could go back there and talk, not have to worry about the patient that's out of their mind. That's part of the problem, is the nurses don't want these patients feeling this pain because they call on nurses and they make noise. Sir, that the men of this generation are a bunch of wimps. Don't you know that?
Yes, sir. And one thing I think about you is that I believe that you have embodied what Paul said, that I may know him and the fellowship of his suffering.
Yes. Yes, that's what I yearn for, sir. I'm a long ways from getting there. I feel like I'm reaching for the stars, and I haven't even got past the moon. I mean, got past the atmosphere. But I'm hungry after the Lord. I really am. Our people are fasting and praying. We want to see the sick of our city healed. We're tired of people being all caught up and drunk and completely out of their mind with drugs. I mean, the drugs, if the disease don't kill you, the drugs will take care of it.
Oh, yeah. What a satanic world we're living in. Praise God.
It's crazy, man.
It's Bible.
It's crazy, man. But listen, how about this? What's happened? $150 billion that we're going to be putting in the hands of Iran? That's going to be enough to fund the war of Gog and Magog.
I cannot believe. I was talking to my neighbor a few hours ago, and I said, he had a dog that was so traumatized and been so abused that he kept him for a couple of weeks and had to get rid of him. And I said, you know what? I said, we've got voters that are so traumatized like that you can't even talk to them. And I said, that's the only analogy I can think of. Because he is absolutely sick about our national foreign policy and who we got in office right now. I am absolutely baffled and amazed.
Do you think $150 billion would pay for that war? When you talk about $150 billion, you know, $1 billion is $1,000 million. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
And you talk about $150 billion. You're talking about enough money to bring about 30 nations and all their armor down into, and America would be opening the door to this effort on the part of Gog and Magog to destroy Israel and Jerusalem. If they didn't have God on their side today, they wouldn't have a prayer.
We are rushing to Armageddon. We're rushing.
Well, this is not Armageddon I'm talking about. It's Gog and Magog. You understand the difference, I'm sure.
Putin. Yeah, there's quite a bit about Putin, and it's really amazing that Putin seems to embody the leader of the North, and Obama seems to embody the leader of the South.
They're together, and they're getting ready, and all those nations, if a nation don't join them, they'll just bomb the nation. They wouldn't think twice about taking a little country out that refuses to join them. It is a war to the finish, and their hatred of Israel, isn't that amazing? A hatred of one group of people on the face of this earth has driven them to this insanity. Hatred for the people of Israel. And of course, they want their wealth, and they want their farmland, and they want all the good things about it. But the real thing is hatred for God Jehovah.
Exactly. You're right. Nail on the head, the invisible God, the God of the Jews.
The true and living God who will be manifest very shortly, and the world, the heathen world, will know that my God.
And they will be gnashing their teeth because they'll realize, they'll be, whether they're going to heaven or hell, they'll know that they have been deceived.
Yes, they will.
They were sold a dirty, rotten piece of junk at the car lot. They thought it was the greatest thing in the world.
Thank you, sir, for calling. God bless your heart. I open the line so everybody out there now, grab your phone. I want you to be involved in this conversation. There's a lot of things you can ask about, okay? The war of Gog and Magog. Do we know that Russia is Gog and Magog? Yes, we do. I have that in this article. I'm going to give you the details. Are very technical. I will not try to read them over the air, but the details of why we know Russia is Gog and Magog are there, and you won't have any doubt about it. I also have a notebook with about 200 and some pages called The Notebook of Gog and Magog that you can purchase from us. A notebook now. It would be a book if I could find someone who would publish King James material. It would be a book. It would make a wonderful book. The War of Gog and Magog is in a notebook. 200 and some, 8.5 by 11 pages, by the way. A lot of good pictures. You need that notebook, and you can order from the ladies. They'll take your order. But if you really want to understand the War of Gog and Magog, that article will do it. But this booklet I'm going to give you, free of charge, no charge for this. It'll give you an absolute proof, no question about it, that Gog and Magog is Russia, and that Russia is going, without a question, they're going to march with Iran. Now, if you look at all of this money, $150 billion, and then does Obama think about that? Does Obama know that he could be funding the war of Gog and Magog? Ask that. Does he know that? Now, that's not our money. I know that. That money, because they are a terror-ridden nation, supporting terrorism all over the world, and they're the archenemy of both Israel and America, the archenemy. We're the great Satan. Israel is the little Satan. I mean, why should they get those monies? Look at what we have paid already trying to help the situation in the Middle East. We've spent more than that. I promise you. So you must understand, though that is not our money, neither should we give it to them to fund the war of Gog and Magog. Now, the rapture, how does it fit into this? When will the rapture occur relative to this? Well, the rapture and the war of Gog and Magog do not have to occur simultaneously. The rapture does not have to be before, and it will either be before or after, that's for certain, or simultaneous. Simultaneous. The rapture is fixing to happen. I'm expecting it in this month of September. I'm expecting it in this month of September with the blue moons that are happening, with the events that connect with the Feast of Israel that are occurring, with all the things, and there's a bunch of them all put together. I really believe the rapture could take place this month, but I don't set dates. I do not set dates. You understand that. I don't set dates for this war of Gog and Magog, but I expect it to start before the end of this year, and I hope the rapture will occur right before it. Right after it, right in the middle of it. You're talking about something spectacular. This world is going, do you know how this world is going to tremble now? I want to hear from you. I got some signals here. Let me go and see. Somebody's talking about my signal. You are coming in clear. But the phone caller is a very poor reception. Now, I'm wondering about that. I don't know what may have happened in this process, but it can be fixed, and it will be fixed. And we will make sure of that. Let me see here. There's not anything I can do that I know of. I do know something that maybe would make a difference. In my main program, there's a program for, and this has to do with the ICN line. Oh, we'll find it. Don't worry about it. I'm sorry, except it was a little loud. I'll handle that. But I want to hear your questions, and I want you to know we are really we're really at a tremendous hour. And let me tell you, when that war takes place and God defends Israel, then the Jews can build their temple. Then the Jews can build their temple. I can hardly wait. Then the Jews can build the temple. Hello, Pastor. Maybe if you have a stereo and mono switch, it could help to set to see that it is set to mono, not stereo. Mono. Do I have such a switch? You know, maybe. Let me try that. Does that sound any better? It may sound better. I just cut stereo off, and that may be something that will help. I don't know. I don't know, but we'll get it straight. Hey, we've really got better equipment than we've ever had. And the phone lines, they're going to be wonderful when they're right. They may be a little overmodulated. We'll pull them down. Give us a call. I want you on the phones as well as on the internet, okay? 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. And I want to tell you something. I'm fixing to go up in the rapture, and I want you to go with me. I don't know. I don't know the hour, don't know the day, don't know the month, don't know the year. I just know it's going to happen, and we're going to be gone. This world could not have the kind of thing. Did you know? Let me tell you something. The liberals right now are trying their best to get Amazon and Barnes and Noble to quit selling the Bible. The liberals have taken that on as a chore this week. Maybe it started before this week. I just learned about it this week. But the liberals are trying to get Amazon now and Barnes and Noble to quit selling the Bible. Could that happen? You know, I think it could. I just think there's so many so scared of the homosexuals and so scared of the liberals that they almost do anything to play to pacify them. Look at what our governor did this, you know, some weeks ago. Our governor, now we're talking about Pat McCrory, our governor. He's from Charlotte. And you know what he did? The legislation in Raleigh passed a bill to protect all the judges and the magistrates across North Carolina and to give them an opt out of marrying gays and lesbians. They could get out. They could ask not to marry anybody, and so therefore they would not be forced to marry the same-sex couples. And over 32 judges have already decided. I don't know how many magistrates. But I know one thing, the governor of North Carolina, Pat McCrory, vetoed the bill. Vetoed it. Pat, what is wrong with you? Oh, you say it's the law of the land. Is God's law not more important to you than man's law? Are you not willing to stand up and be counted? Oh, come on, governor. I'm ashamed of you, Pat. I love you. I've always been your friend. You've been my friend. But I'm ashamed, and you need to apologize. You need to repent to North Carolina and apologize to the judges and the magistrates whom you actually opposed as having an opt-out. Hey, isn't that amazing at what is happening? Do you not see what's taking place? How far down the road to hell we are going at net break speed? It's amazing. No wonder we know the rapture is about to happen because we know it's got to happen. Now, the lines are open. 704, grab your phone, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Do it quickly. Let's fill these lines up. Let's talk to everybody we can. Let's hear from you. Let's hear from you. Let's hear from you. I want to tell you something. The city of Jerusalem is God's chosen city on the face of this earth. And the people of Israel are God's very family, for his son was born to come into this world and become our substitute and to take our place. And I'm here to tell you, God is going to defend them people. If you don't think he's going to, you just missed the rapture, and you're going to get to see it. And you may get to see it if you go in the rapture, because it could happen before the rapture. I don't know the dates of these events, and you don't either. But I know one thing, we know he's coming. And we know this war of Gog and Magog is going to occur. And you've got to understand that. Will America be firebombed? Will America be firebombed? I think there's places in America that will be firebombed. And I think if we have a liberal in the White House that is standing against Israel and taking the side of Iran, I think Washington will be firebombed. And I'm telling you, you in Washington that are God believers, God lovers, Bible lovers, you better keep your ear to the ground and listen for the right sound and get on a plane or get in your automobile or get on a train and get out of that city and do it in a hurry when that war of Gog and Magog starts. When you hear that the army is marching toward Israel, you better move out of your city if it's a liberal place where liberals who stand with Iran and stand against Israel are in control. I'm here to tell you, it's going to be a dangerous time. I want to hear from you. The lines are open. The lines are open. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. Do you want this booklet? Do you want this booklet by this very name, Iran, Russia, to be firebombed along with these other nations? Do you want it so you can study the Bible, so you can know what the Bible says? Your church isn't preaching nothing. Your pastor hasn't told you even about the rapture. You hear the term rapture and you say, what are you talking about? You know, I understand. You hear the term a thousand-year millennial reign. You say, what is this preacher talking about? Is he crazy? You hear the term Gog and Magog. What is wrong with Brother Chambers? Well, I'm just a Bible believer. That's all. I'm just simply a man who believes this Bible is the infallible Word of God. I believe every word of it. I stand on every word of it. It's absolutely pure. It's absolutely pure. Now grab your phone or grab your mouse and let me hear from you. I want to spend this last 30 minutes with you on the phone. I've laid it in front of you. Let me tell you one more thing that I need to read to you, because I want you to know that this world is about to be stricken with fear like you have never heard of before. I'm telling you, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the fields and all creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth, all the men upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. It will appear in the heat of this battle like this whole world is coming apart. It will be the most traumatizing, fearful event up to that point of human history. I promise you, it will be awesome. It will be awesome. It will be awesome. And if you don't know the truth of it, you will be in a fix to understand. Can you imagine all these liberal people in these liberal churches that don't even know what I'm talking about? Now the Pentecostal churches have quit preaching the book of Revelation and quit preaching the rapture of the church. And they're off now into psychology and sociology. I remember when one of the leaders of the Church of God tried to teach us this. And it was an event a little over 20 years ago. I was a district pastor. And I said, wait a minute. This was one of my dear friends. And he's up there teaching sociology and psychology and a way to build a great church, in a way to tone down things so that the multitudes would come into our buildings and come into our churches. When I got through listening, I called Hollis Goss in Cleveland, Tennessee, who was the Greek scholar of our church, a great teacher in our theological school. And I said, Hollis, what in the world's going on? And I told him everything that this man had said. Everything he'd said that I could remember. He said, Brother Chambers, I can show you the sociological book that all of it came out of. I can show it to you. And that was this great Church of God that I loved, had been a part of 47 years. There's still a lot of good people in it. But I want to tell you, the organization has gone to hell. And you know ifs and ends about that. They've literally gone to the gutter. I mean, they really have. It's a sad thing. And it's happening everywhere, though. It's happening even in independent churches. Some of the independent holiness churches are so dedicated to the liberalism, and so dedicated to the new music, and so dedicated to all kinds of things that is scary. It really is scary. But there's some of us, we're going to stand the ground. We're going to believe this book. I don't do anything but believe the Bible. I really don't. I don't do anything but believe the Bible. It's the Word of God. A young man said to me last night, he used to be really gung-ho about the things of Pentecost and the work of the Holy Ghost, and he's got himself into a little small church that he said was Baptist, and he said, I don't believe in the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians anymore. I said, you don't believe in any part of the Bible? That's an infallible book. You don't have a right to say you don't believe in that. He said in the conversation, we are working out our own salvation. I said, that's good, as long as you go by the Bible. You don't have a right to work out your own salvation without the Bible. Could I say that to every one of you out there? If you think you have a right to do it without the Bible, somebody has lied to you. You work out your own salvation with the Bible, in the Bible. And it cannot be in no other way. Jesus said it. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. And you are on the air. May I help you, please?
God bless you, preacher. I thank you for all that you do and everything. And I'm sure the Lord has blessed you in many ways, and I pray that he will continue to do so, and all the listeners that are out in radio land listening today, and all the faithful servants of the Lord. And I have been studying on the rapture for so many days here fervently, and I just can't agree with the rapture of the church before tribulation, because it says in Matthew 20.
But I'm not going to go any further with that, because we've discussed it many times. If you don't believe in the pre-trib rapture, somebody has deceived you. Somebody's messed with your mind. And so I can tell you, I've got too much material to show you you're wrong, but I'm not going to bring that up on this subject today. This subject is too important for that, okay? I love you. You're my friend. Keep listening. I love you, my friend, but I'm not going to listen to it. We're not going to go any further in that, okay? Now, listen, give us a call, 1-800-338-7884. Don't want to get off on somebody against the rapture when we're dealing with a subject as imperative as this. We've got to find an answer. If you haven't called your senators and House of Representatives, especially if they're Democrats, you need to call them Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday every day and tell everybody you know and do your best. We must understand we cannot give Iran this $150 billion. Now, you already know, we've been talking, Russia moving into Syria. Have you saw that on the news this week? Are there any questions about Russia moving into Syria? That Syria is the staging ground. Syria is the staging ground for the war of Gog and Magog. And the Bible is just an infallible book. If you read the book of Revelation, you'll never doubt. If you really read it and take it literal, that the rapture occurs in chapter 4. And the tribulation period doesn't begin to chapter 6. He gave us the book of Revelation to give a chronological picture. And it is perfect. Now, call me. Email me. I'm amazed that I don't have the phones and the internet window lined up with calls and questions. This is a big subject. How many of you believe that it could be the $150 billion that would fund the war of Gog and Magog? Does anybody believe that? Or have I given you such a new thought that you think I'm crazy? Well, I'm not saying that's true. They can use it any way they want to when they get it. But it could be, and that is in the making, and it is going to cost a ton of money. It's going to be an army so massive and so incredible, and most of those little nations don't have that kind of money, that kind of wealth. And so somebody's going to have to fund it, and I believe it will be Russia and Iran that do that. And so we know it's in the making. We know it's in the book of Ezekiel 38 and 39. It's as plain as it can be. There is no question about that. I can read you so many scriptures, and if you need more, I will be glad to see that you get them. Now grab a phone. Our ladies want to send you this booklet. It is imperative that you have this booklet, okay? Really is. And you're on the air. May I help you, please?
Well, did you go to Kentucky last week?
No, I didn't get to go. It was taking place Tuesday morning. Monday was a day that I had committed to my wife, and I got up hoping to go. I had a brother going to go with me, and then before the day was over, she was out of jail, and now we're trying to figure out when we can go and how we can go and help.
Okay.
But we'll be announcing it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir, and God bless you. I keep calling me, friends. We are here to be a blessing and to help you. Hey, let's talk about Kim a minute. Kim Davis, this is in Kentucky. I read just this morning that the homosexual activists are threatening her with her life. They're telling her they're going to burn her home. They're telling her they're going to arrest. What's the right word when they abduct somebody? They're going to abduct her. I had the right word. They're going to abduct her. They're going to make video and call her husband and have him watching. I guess they mean to take him with them. And they're going to do all of this to Kim because of her stand that she's taken. Now, isn't that civility? Isn't that kindness? Isn't that exactly what the homosexual lesbian world represents? It absolutely is. They're some of the most vicious, angry, mean people you will ever deal with. Now, let me hear from you. I want you to grab your phone. We got these 20-some minutes. I want you on the line. Let's spend it talking about this subject. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, how are you, Pastor? I just wanted to mention one of the things about the fire bombing of the cities. Many people don't understand, but when God comes against the war of Gog and Magog, he's going to send burning meteors into exactly the targets that he chooses. And so he will strike right on target to whatever city that he wants to, and a lot of people may not understand that that's part of his destruction.
Well, when you read the Bible, George, the Bible it makes it literally plain that all of these nations are going to be literally destroyed. Millions of people who are not on the battlefield, but back home. And when these soldiers begin to hear the news from their little, you know, iPods and their little, telephones, I mean, I'm sorry, their little smartphones, when they begin to hear the news of their city being bombed and their families being destroyed, they're going to turn into mad people. The Bible makes it plain that they're going to turn on one another and start destroying one another. And it's going to be the most vicious time of human history. There's never been nothing like it.
That's right. And the fear that God talks about, even the mosquitoes will shake their little legs with fear, because God's power will be felt under rocks and throughout the world. Even a person that's 1,000 miles away from the destruction of the Muslim nation will feel the power of God, and that's what's going to make them afraid.
The whole world is going to think it is now. The world is coming to an end, and nobody's going to survive. It will look like the end of the world. But God stops them in the mountains of Israel.
I hope that our listeners are just down on their knees, asking God Almighty to let them be born again in the Spirit.
Yes,
so
sir.
That they will be taken up in the rapture.
Yes, if you're not ready for the rapture, friend, please get ready. Please get ready. Thank you, George. Hey, call us quickly now. We got time for a number of calls. I'm watching the internet to see if anybody out there is busy on their internet. And you know, I got to thinking the other day, if you're watching the internet and you're looking at it, and then you want to send me an email, you've got to leave that wonder, and you've got to go to the wonder. I don't guess that you could have them up simultaneously. You could still hear it, probably, if you would just minimize it. You could hear it while you send an email. But I'm wondering, that's the reason many of you don't send emails, is because you can't watch it while you're sending an email. That's one of the bad things about me being on video. And it isn't because I'm good looking, believe me. My wife will tell you better than that. But, you know, we're happy people. Oh, we're happy. And we're looking for the rapture in a minute. And this war of Gog and Magog, when you think about it, it's going to be a grand event, because it's going to get the attention of this world to turn to God. And there will be multitudes that get saved and get right with God. And the condition of the world now. In fact, the Bible says when his judgments are in the earth, then men will learn righteousness. Did you know it said that? When the judgments of God are in the earth, then the population of the world will learn righteousness. If you could know the thousands and millions of Arabs that will get saved out of this coming war of Gog and Magog, you would say, bring it on, Lord. Bring it on, Lord. Bring it on, Lord. And if you would know how many people in America are going to wake up to their carelessness about this Bible and their carelessness about spiritual things, and how many liberal preachers in these liberal churches are going to suddenly wake up, that would make you cry out, send it, Lord, send it. Now, 1-800-338-7884. Grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. The local number is 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And I'm sorry that we've got this little heaviness in the phone lines. I don't know what may have caused that. We had no way to anticipate it, but we'll solve that this week. And everything's going to be so much better. I am so happy about what God is doing for us. I really am. And all the radio listeners, grab your phone. All the internet listeners, grab your phone. We're trying our best to show you what is about to happen. And we give you the Bible for it. It's as clear as the nose on your face. Do you understand that? There is no other way. There is no other way. But the Bible. The Bible is going to be fulfilled perfectly. Cannot be different from what the Bible says. Aren't you glad that the Bible is so perfect? Wow. That you don't have to worry about it. It is going to happen. It is going to happen. So grab your phone and call us quickly. Grab your phone and call us quickly. Want to hear from you. You are very, I hit my line there. You are very important. And talking to you and coming to you is a joy of my heart. I love every minute of it. I love to bring you biblical truth. I'm just an old-fashioned Bible believer. You know, I just believe the whole book. It's infallible. My Bible tells me if I change one bit of it, he'll take my name out of the book of life. That's in Revelation 22. If you'll go read it. Not me. I'm not taking nothing out of this book. I am for this book all the way with everything that's inside of me. I'm for this book, and I'm going to stand my ground on the book. It is dependable. Sorry about that. Now grab your phone. We're talking about the war of Gog and Magog. And what prompted me to get on this today is Russia moving into Syria. Russia moving into Syria. America was trying to get different nations to stop the overflight of the big planes this week because they didn't have any idea what in the world was going on. Well, Russia is going to take over Syria, no doubt about it. It's coming as sure as I'm sitting here. And as it comes, you watch me, it's going to be a dark time in this country. It's going to be a dark day in this country. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, Brother Chambers, good to speak with you again.
Hey, that's clear. Did we all of a sudden get clear?
You say you can hear me good?
It's sounding so good. Yeah, I hope it's sounding good out there. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I was watching a Christian program last week on a network. I think it's known as World Harvest TV. And they said that a little bit of what's in this agreement, this pact that Obama's wanting with Iran, is slipping out a little bit, and said that he has agreed that if we have a showdown, Iran with Israel, that the United States will back Iran.
I've heard that from several sources. I cannot guarantee it, but I would suspect that would be Obama. I think he absolutely is an Arab at heart, and he's for them. He showed that by many, many actions of his administration. So you're probably right. He probably would back Iran. And so that means he will be part of the war of Gog and Magog, very likely.
That's exactly right. And if that's so, he could have already signed our death certificate. Because, you know, I don't have to tell you, people that go against Israel, their outcome is not very good.
It's always, I mean, when you stand up against Israel, you pay the price. And I pray that God differentiates, if I say that word right, differentiates between the people in America that are anti-Israel and the people who are pro-Israel. And I pray that when the showdown comes, that people that are pro-Israel will be treated kindly. And I think we will be. God never judges the righteous with the wicked.
Yeah, I tell you, it's a sad time in the land that when we're in this type of situation. I never thought America would...
When you think about same-sex marriage, you think about abortion, which is long before that. You think now California just passed a law allowing a legal suicide. Legal suicide. You think about the transgender now that's just moving across this country. We've got teachers in universities that absolutely will not allow you to say or write one word that makes you sound like you are against any of these things that they're for. Now you've got America turning toward Iran, away from Israel. Brother, everything a nation needs to do to go to hell, our nation is doing it under the administration of Barack Obama.
Exactly right. And look what he's done to the military. Our military right now, the conventional weapons, I heard that we are about where we were prior to World War II, which was pretty low.
He's done everything to destroy America that a man could do. If he doesn't hate America, I would hate for him to start hating us, because what he would do in this next year, two or three months. I mean, we really are. I've been believing God to take it out and stop it. I really have. I've been praying for God to take him out and stop him. And he has to do it. I don't want no man to do it. But I'm praying for God to do it. And I'm, you know, I'm just hungry. I'm hungry. God bless you for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you. See you. Bye-bye.
All right, I don't know anything else. Call quickly while I'm praying. Grab your phone, will you, Father? Father, I come in Jesus' name. I'm claiming revival in America. I confess our sins. I confess our sins. I put me right there with this nation. Forgive us our sins, Father. Forgive us our weakness. Forgive us abortion, same-sex marriage, transgenderism. Forgive us for any action of anger against Israel. Forgive us, God. Forgive us. I pray you will forgive us, Father, in Jesus' name. I pray you will forgive us, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray that you'll take out those people who would destroy us. If it pleases you, turn the leadership of our nation back to conservatives. If you can save them, save them. If you can't save them and they are determined for evil, then take them out, Father, and stop the evil that's taking place. I don't know how to ask you to do it. I'm just believing you to somehow help us as a nation and help us turn back to God. Give us a Holy Ghost revival. I bind the dark spirits, principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spirits of weakness in high places. I believe it bound. I believe it put to flight. I believe it stopped in its tracks. And I believe you to send us a Holy Ghost revival. I'm praying for that, Father, in Jesus' name and for his glory and for his praise, that Jesus might be magnified. Amen. Amen. Oh, I'm praying. I'm believing God, folks. I'm believing God, folks. Now grab your phone. Let's make every line busy. We're here to be a blessing and you on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor. How are you?
I am fine. How are you, Elaine?
Doing great. Pastor, I want to exhort everyone that can hear this to, after the broadcast is over, to go to the church website and read what God has given you and you have up on the homepage, because he has laid out a lifeline to each one of us. Each one of us can go and take the Word of God as he gave you that teaching.
Which teaching now was this?
It is about hell, about why.
Okay. The cross of Christ and the terrors of hell.
Yes. Yes, sir. That's it.
Right on the front page. Now it'll be moved down under the picture and the information about this program today. It'll be moved down under it, but it'll still be there probably another 5, 6, 7 weeks, because it just goes down. Each program goes down one week by week, and the program of that week is on the top. Of course, you know that, but I'm telling that for everybody else. I appreciate you for promoting that, because you're right. The cross of Christ is the answer. Anybody out there can be saved, and the effort that God goes through to save a sinner is the most beautiful thing on the face of this earth. He wants nobody to be lost and to go to hell.
But, you know, Pastor, the way he has that, I'm telling you, when I started to read it, I could not stop till I went through all the way to the end. And it lifts up the treasure of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
The Lord gave the words of his beauty. And once you taste and see how good the Lord is, and realize that when any of us choose against the Word of God, we have rejected his person, the person of Jesus Christ, sent by the Father, and hell will be all that he has is the Word of God, what hell is.
And nobody will be sent to hell by the Father. Everybody will go to hell because they chose to reject him.
But you will miss this awesome treasure and the beauty of Christ, and all that he has laid out there is all true. What we would have the tendency of choosing apart from him. But we don't want to miss the treasure of knowing this Rose of Sharon, the beauty of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you so much for calling and sharing that. I'll move on to get some other callers, but thank you. You are a jewel to us.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. You know, it's a treasure to have wonderful people who are utterly dedicated to the work of the Lord. And she's one of them, brother, out in Fort Worth, Texas. She ought to be a North Carolinian, I declare. I'm kidding. People all over the world are precious. Do you know the truth of it is, there's good people everywhere. And there's many good Christians. Huh? There are many good people who aren't even saved. But there's many good Christians all over the world. And I can't wait to start meeting them up in heaven. After the rapture, of course, we won't be in heaven. We'll be on that sea of ice around the throne in the midair. Celebrating the rapture, celebrating the marriage supper, celebrating the brideship of Christ. Hey, friend, you don't want to miss that. You really don't. And this dear man a while ago that wanted to inject into the middle of this great program his opinion that the rapture before the tribulation was not true. My gracious, why would you inject something so negative and so dark to think that people would have to stay here to go through the tribulation period? I don't know of anything more evil than to teach that a person that is a born-again, on-fire Christian, serving God with all their heart, are going to have to stay here during the tribulation period. How could you be more unjust? How could you be more thoughtless? How could you be more contrary to the Bible? Really, I'm telling you, I don't know when this war of God, to make God's going to take place. I don't know whether we're going to the rapture before or after. I can tell you this, whichever, I'm going to enjoy whatever happens. If I have to see the world of Gog and Magog, I'm going to be sitting at home, I guess, somewhere, and I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be thinking. I'm going to be praying. I'm going to be shouting. I'm going to be watching for God to intervene. As those armies march down, and the cameras will be there, everybody will see this incredible, innumerable mob. Airplanes and tanks and every kind of thing. The Mediterranean will be full of ships from all of these countries. They'll be ready in their torpedoes. And it will be a massive picture. And I'm going to be sitting there watching it if the rapture don't take place until after it happens. I'm going to be sitting there watching. You understand what I said now, don't you? If the rapture don't take place until after it happens, I'm going to be sitting there saying, all right, God, I believe it's time. Come on, Father. Whoa, there it is. I just saw it. And all of a sudden, the great God intervenes. Hallelujah. Freeman, you may not be excited about all of this, but I want you to know I'm excited because I know this Bible is true. I know it's going to happen according to the Scripture. Nothing is going to fail. Nothing is going to go dark. We've got a wonderful day ahead of us, folks. I'm here to tell you, we've got a wonderful day ahead of us, and I don't plan to miss any of it. Now, lines open. Are there any emails? Well, I declare. I don't know why. Only emails I got was correcting me and telling me what was wrong. Where are those who should be telling me something good, asking a good question? Well, this is a tough question. This is a tough program. This is a tough program. There is a lot about it that can shatter your little thoughts. And understanding, I don't understand it all. I'm not here to tell you. I really don't understand it all. Now, you see, right now, if Israel would have to attack Syria because of weaponry that they're firing at Israel, they wouldn't just be bombing Syria. They'd be bombing the Russians. And I'm telling you, Putin would go insane. He would lose every cool he's got if he's got any. You're talking about some things that's overwhelming. And you can see that Obama is determined to get this terrible bill through. I mean, what in the world could you do more terrible than standing against Israel in favor of a bunch of terrorists that are proven they're the world's leading terrorist nation? They're the world's biggest funder of terrorist people. They're part of the darkest things on the face of this earth. And to get on their side and say talking with them is better than nothing. Come on, it is not better than nothing. And I hope you understand this. It is a dark thing. And you are invited. Grab your phone. I'm here to tell you, I will answer your question if I can. I promise you that. 704-391-0588. Time for maybe one or two. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And remember, 1-800-338-7884. And you'll get this free booklet. You'll get this free booklet, and you will be glad to have it. It'll be in a booklet form in a nice way. You can put it right in your Bible, and I want you to have it. It'll give you good. Your pastor needs it. He needs to preach on this. Do a Bible study on Wednesday night. He can get this video and do a Bible study on Wednesday night off of the video if he would like to. We have audio and video of this, okay? And we'll be delighted for you to have all the details and to know what's going on and to teach it in your churches and to acquaint your people with these things because the end is at hand. Could I say that with all my heart? The end is at hand. We are so close to the end until it's literally, literally overwhelming. Now, we've got 2.5 minutes. Do you have a call you'd like to make? 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. The ladies want every line busy for the rest of this time. And they'll stay here another hour if they need to, if the phone will keep ringing. If the phone will keep ringing. If you want to go to our website, it's www.paulcreek.org. www.paulcreek.org. You are on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air. May I help you, please? Oh, well, we didn't have anybody there. You're on the air. May we help you, please?
Yes, Mary Chambers.
Yes.
I would like to know. Yes, Brother Chambers.
Are you talking to me?
Okay, I would like to know, how do you feel about people that claim to be Christians coming against Ken Davis?
I think that it's a shame. I think it's sad. I think it's a picture of radical hypocrites in the church world. The church, if you were the devil, and you wanted to really hurt Kim Davis, you wouldn't find a mean devil down the street. You'd find somebody who claims to be a Christian. And that would hurt him worse. And that must hurt her worse than anything. She's a converted sinner that's got right with God. And I say, Kim, go and sin no more. And God pity the people who would stand against her. Okay? I got to go.
Yes, thank you.
I'm glad you called, okay? Now, you know, that is sad. That is very sad. Now, let me tell you, I'm about to go here. Don't have any choice. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I want you to hear this program every week. Now, I need you to visit me tomorrow in church. I'd love to have you. I need you to be a partner. I need 1,000 partners who give every month to help us in the ministry that we're in. We are giving everything we've got. Everything we are is on the line. Do you hear that? Everything we've got is on the line. We are dedicated to the cause of Christ. We really are. We have no other desire but the cause of Christ. Be a part of us, would you? Be a part of us. Let's hear from you. 704-391-0588. Come to church tomorrow. I promise you, I'll be preaching the word with all of my heart. Gotta go. Gotta go. I don't want to go, but I gotta go. But I'll keep playing some music here. Let's get some music on. Well, I believe that.